This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Although it sometimes feels like the tech industry revolves around millennials or rich people who just don't want to shop for themselves or do their own laundry, the numbers suggest that the startup market with the most potential is a few generations senior. Jody Holtzman is the Senior Vice President of Market Innovation at AARP. Jody, welcome to the program.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm so interested in this story because I've been a tech reporter for a long time, and I find that this is a hot target company for technology, and you've done this research. What makes baby boomers such a hot target market?
Well, several things, starting with the fact that they generate $7.6 trillion worth of economic activity out of, you know, a total GDP of the U.S. So baby boomers represent essentially the third largest market in the world after the U.S. and China, and over $3 trillion larger than Japan. And they spend over $5 trillion a year in consumer spending. So right there, an obvious market.
Well, and a market with specific needs, right? What kinds of needs do boomers have that can be fulfilled by tech and startups?
So I think there are several categories. So the products and services that are explicitly for boomers and older people, you know, we're talking around health-related things, financial-related things. But there are also startups like Breezy, which has, you know, provided a skin to an Android tablet that just makes it incredibly intuitive and easy to use. And the interesting there is, although they targeted older people initially, what they've created is a product that's easier to use for everybody.
Yeah, I was just going to say I would like that.
Yeah, right.
And AARP is trying to encourage some of this with your own incubator, right? Tell me about the Hatchery.
So the Hatchery is a physical space for innovation to bring people inside to go through an incubation or an accelerator curriculum that benefits from us also having access to the consumer, AARP members, who can provide real-time market feedback about what it is they're creating, but also to benefit from the subject matter expertise that we at AARP have about the space, about the unmet needs, and about the landscape of what's already in the market.
Well, because I imagine you don't think of the typical sort of startup CEO as being super plugged into the needs of baby boomers. What are the, maybe this is my Bay Area bias talking, but what are the challenges in addressing these consumers?
So the first part of your question, the assumption I would push back at, every family is connected to this issue, either through grandparents, parents. Intergenerationally, people are having challenges and experiences and looking for ways that technology and products and services can make those challenges easier. So, for example, the CEO of CareLinx had a horrible family experience just trying to find a caregiver. And the classic entrepreneur stepped up by saying, nobody should have this terrible experience like we had. I am going to fix this problem.
That's Jody Holtzman, Senior Vice President of Market Innovation at AARP. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.